Salt Lake City is growing, but Representative Merlin Newbold says it's still at risk for losing two House seats when final redistricting maps go before the legislative body early next month.
Even though Salt Lake County has gained population since the last census, we have not gained proportionately with other areas in the state, so they have grown at a faster rate than Salt Lake County.
Sandy and North Salt Lake County is the area that proportionally to the rest of the state has not grown nearly as rapidly as, say, Eagle Mountain or Harriman, St. George, or some of our areas to the north.
That's House Redistricting Chair Ken Sumption, who says as a result, Sandy Republican Representatives LeVar Christensen and Todd Kaiser will be living in the same districts, along with Democratic Representatives David Litvak and newly elected Representative Brian Doty in Salt Lake City. Representative Neil Hendrickson says another change Salt Lake County residents will likely see is the combining of two districts in West Valley in order to open up a new House seat in Riverton.
Cox's district was low and Fisher's was right, and the others surrounding needed population, and so the best thing to do, and the right thing to do is to combine those two because they live so close together.
During their meeting, lawmakers also unanimously approved a Senate base map, despite concerns from several citizens on how it divides Tooele into two Senate districts. Lawmakers on the committee say the maps continue to be a work in progress, and they plan to meet one more time before presenting their ideas to the entire legislative body on October 3rd. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.